Department of Public Relations of the Australian Army presents War Correspondent. Your name is Mike McCann. You're a war correspondent. For the people of this atomic time who know that peace belongs only to the prepared, you tell these stories of the Australian Army on active service. Your name is Mike McCann, war correspondent.
I'm Mike McCann. There's many an Australian who served in the 7th Division, 2nd AIF, who has a whole flood of memories still when he stops his car to have it filled on a steamy summer day. That's when he catches the fumes of petrol floating in the heat. It's quite a few years back to that first day of July 1945 when the 7th Division was committed to the assault of Ballycpappin. But so bitter was the fighting there, the bombardment and destruction, that for many the memory of it burns brightly still. Situated on a wide bay in southeast Borneo, Ballycpappin was once the second largest refining center of petroleum in the Far East, with an annual output of 18 million barrels. The Dutch destroyed many of the installations in 1941, but after taking Ballycpappin in January 1942, the Japanese put the petroleum industry back into production, and they built new airfields, mounted more than 70 anti-aircraft guns and 18 coastal guns. Balik, with its valuable anchorage and its strategical value for aircraft, was made into a fortress by the Japanese. Underwater defenses were built beyond the beaches. And there was another and more ominous defense system prepared by the Japanese, and it was to use the very product that made Ballycpappin, petroleum. Air reconnaissance revealed a defense system running by the landing beaches that would direct burning oil into the landing forces. Behind these lavish defenses were some 6,000 well-fed, well-trained Japanese determined to win or die. In addition, they had close on 5,000 civilian Japanese, Formosan, and pro-Japanese Indonesians to call on. And so the Australian military planners, under the direction of Major General Milford, adopted a daring plan to land in the heart of the enemy defences at Clandestine Point on the beaches of Ballycpappin, so the key point of the enemy's defences could be seized in the initial assault. At Moratai, the Australian assault force assembled on 200 ships. For the first time in its history, the 7th Division was committed to action as one force, and more than 33,300 men went aboard those ships. More than 4,200 vehicles were loaded, including heavy field guns, tanks, flame-throwing tanks, heavy engineering and demolition equipment. With the codename Abo 2, the massive assault convoy steamed towards the beaches that had been watching for 16 days the Allied minesweepers clearing the landing lanes, and the Allied underwater demolition experts blowing the defense barricades. So, at 3 a.m. on July 1, the Australian Armada brought the goal Ballycpappin into view, and the first objective was the capture of a ridge ashore with the codename of Parramatta.
That's something the Army gives you, Ray. Free transport, and a seat in the front row for a real live artist show. Cast your eyes on that for Technicolor.
Yeah, that's Balik, eh?
Or what's left of it. The Navy and Air Force have been building it for weeks now. You'd think the sun was coming up over there, wouldn't you? Sunrise at 3 a.m.
And the nips will be sitting in their burrows like rabbits. What do the intelligence folks say? Aircraft sighted more than 50 tunnels dug into the hills in the middle of the town. We drop all the bombs, fire all the guns, and out come the Japs like the petrol and let it run down onto our troops as they land and frizzle all they fry.
I don't know why you keep harping on that petrol stuff, Ray. You've been talking about it for weeks now. Ever since they told us we were in this valley, dude.
I'll tell you something now, Bruce, seeing it's only 6 hours before we land. I've always hated petrol, the smell of it.
That's natural. Any bloke working a bowser every day of his life would get sick of it.
And then when I see that the most important feature to capture is codenamed Parramatta, I reckon there's a jinx on Balik for me.
You fair dinkum. Just because you come from Parramatta and used to work on a petrol bowser, you pointed the bone at yourself. Oh, for your age, Ray. You're copping it sweet. Here you are in a field workshop unit. You don't go in until after the infantry. Then all you do is drive around in a jeep doing repairs and maintenance in the field. You and me both in a jeep. Now, mate, that a lot of those blokes getting ready to climb down those nets into the landing craft would like to swap places with you. What's got into you anyway? You weren't like this in the desert.
Ah, the desert wasn't like this. Ah, forget it. A case of pre-invasion jitters, I'd say. You reckon a fella could smoke now?
Smoke? I could say you'd light your own private bonfire. Me, you'd say Borneo was burning.
Give us a light. Thanks. Well, that's one thing the Japs aren't short of in Belek right now.
What's that?
A light. Kipling could never have been more right if he'd been here with us now, Bruce.
What? What's that? Didn't get you right.
The dawn came up like thunder.
Like thunder? Like thunder and lightning? I've been dozing, believe it or not. Wouldn't reckon a fella could sleep in this racket. How's the time?
It's just on 7. Look, there go the infantry boys. The assault troops. Down the nets into the landing barges. Good luck, boys. See you in Parramatta.
You still mooning about Parramatta and petrol? Keep on like this, there won't be a garage you'll finish up in after the war. It'll be a nut factory. What a pasting the Navy and the bombers are giving that beach.
Now that beach is about 9 miles away. Look how those flames are going up. They'd be half a mile high. The whole place is being pulverized. Gotta be a sweet cop driving the jeep through that rubbish.
They haven't finished yet. 2 hours before they land. What'll it be like then? They just can't.
That's what the intelligence blokes told us. 4,400 rockets in a salvo. There they go again. And a little bit of a look like that, Ray.
How much petrol would be left there now? Naught, that's how much. The whole joint's alight.
Yeah, but the Jetpack Actor's still firing. They're still amongst our bombers. There go the infantry, boys. Oh, what a sight. Good luck, fellas.
Second 10th, second 12th, and then it's the second 27th. They're heading in. Wonder how the reception will be. In they go. Smoke and burning oil. They're ashore. Come on, Ray. Let's get down with the jeep. Won't be long now before we're driving up the main street of Parramatta. Valley. This stretch of beach. Look, swing over to the right. See where that bulldozer's cleared it back. Give her the gun. Once we move off the beach, we'll be Jake.
The smell of petrol?
Sure, I can smell it. There's a petroleum pipeline up there beyond the beach. See it? There's no infantry behind it. They've got it. That means the beach has taken. Your pipeline's ours, so what's your worry? Come on, let's head for Parramatta. Swing left, here I say. Hiya, Sergeant! Looking for the 2nd Tenth Battalion?
We found it.
Good-o! Prepared there at Parramatta.
There it is, right ahead.
See, Ray? There's your hometown. Looks busy, doesn't it? My mate comes from Parramatta.
Yeah. Real back to Parramatta week, isn't it? I come from there myself. Just round the back of the Golden Fleece.
I wish I had the Golden Fleece here now. I could do with a schooner right now.
Yeah, so could those Japs up there. They had the whole hill lined with tunnels. A couple of big naval guns hidden in them, but our Navy boys building up the concrete walls and emplacements shook the Japs right out of their holes, just like shaking bees out of a honeycomb. You're from Parramatta, eh, mate?
Yes, Sarge.
I used to work on a bowser at the corner of Parramatta Road.
A bowser, eh? You'll be at home here, then. Plenty of petrol lying about.
Come on, Ray, give it the gun. Looks like some vehicle's in trouble further up the track. Better slower here, Ray. Trouble up ahead. That tank has run up against the jet bunker. There he goes. That's shooting. Right into the opening of the bunker, and up goes the flamethrower to scorch him out. Phew. Just grills everything.
Makes it easy for the infantry. We must have come about a mile so far.
And haven't struck one mine or booby trap yet. Haven't even been nicked by a sniper. What are you crossing your fingers for, Ray?
You know. Another way I feel about this action.
Snap out of it, chum. I thought you'd got over that by now. No petrol fires, and there's Parramatta half taken. What are you worrying about? She's all over by the shouting.
Yeah, that's what you think. Look at the engineers. They're still working along the road shifting mines. Look at the infantry boys following the tanks. They're still winkling Japs out. Oh, no. She's a long way from over. I got a feeling that when night comes, the Japs are going to stage a counterattack.
Fair dinkum, Ray. The way you're going on, you'll get me down too.
Ah, sorry, Bruce. Just this feeling I got. The way I feel if it was raining two bob pieces, I'd pick up Penny.
Oh, cheer up, sad sack. Nothing as bad as that can happen. You'll be Jake after a good night's sleep.
You awake, Bruce?
Me and every other character on Borneo. How can I fall asleep with all this racket going on?
You think the Japs are hitting back?
Well, it's a free country. You can expect them to be annoyed after all we've done to them today. Pounded them like steak. Pushed them off this Parramatta feature. And that gives us the town and the dock areas. Keeps him away from the beaches we're unloading on. And on top of that, we've taken a whole stack of his guns and stores.
Ah, star shells, eh? They make the place light as day, don't they? That'll be to stop the Japs infiltrating into our lines.
What's that?
Japs! Come on, grab the arm. Hey, watch where you're firing, Bruce. Those are our second tent blokes across that way. Now here's one who's not. That's another one. What's he armed with, Bruce?
A pole with a spear point on it, Ray. Reckon they tried to sneak up on the perimeter.
Also looks like they got through it. Some of them got this far anyway, and no further. All quiet again, I'd say. Well, better try and get some sleep, I suppose.
You're off your head. Sleep? These Japs are probably creeping all through the positions. I'm going to sit up here with the Owen.
Dawn broke on the scarred and battered Parramatta Ridge. It was seen that more than 300 Japanese dead lay scattered about as a result of the night's patrol clashes. Most of them had been armed with wooden spears with metal points. In the fighting for Ballypappin to that stage, the 7th Australian Division had lost 24 killed and 74 wounded, while the Japanese had died in hundreds under the shelling, bombing, tank attack and assault by bayonet. In the first day's fighting, the Japanese had been forced out of his intricate and strongly built network of trenches overlooking the seafront. But his defense line extended far back and consisted of more tunnels dug deeply into the hills, prepared for a lengthy siege. Nor could these tunnels be bypassed, because they would have exposed the 7th Division rear and flank to counterattack. And so, on the morning of the second day ashore, the Australians looked down on the Dutch suburb on the other side of the Parramatta Ridge. Before the landing, it had been a suburb of neat streets, but now it was a shambles, with dead and wounded lying beyond the scattered villas. To the west of the Parramatta Ridge rose the ugly silhouettes of torn and crumpled oil installations, blackened, twisted by the bombardments. The giant oil storage tanks that once were a feature of the tank plateau, once a landscape of squat squares on the skyline, were ugly now in wholesale ruin, squashed by the massive hammer of bombs and high explosives. On the second day of the assault, the Reserve Infantry Brigade, the 25th, landed, and the weight of attack was then swung against the town of Ballypappin on the one side, and simultaneously along the coast road known as Vasey Highway towards the airstrip lying to the east.
No shortage of dead Japs in this neck of the woods.
No shortage at all. You slept through while most of them were being killed. A few more going off there against that hill, too.
Oh, so it isn't hot enough without those flamethrowers.
Be a whole lot hotter inside those tunnels.
Hey, Bruce, sniff that. You get that smell? Petrol. Sounds like the whole valley's pumped full of fumes. That stuff could ignite, you know. Go, oof.
My feet. Oh, you haven't started that again. I thought you were over that last night. Ray, look at those oil tanks up there. Brother, they must have held some fuel. Dozens of them, flattened like paper bags.
Well, we hope they're all empty, that's all. Otherwise, we could be in real strife in this valley. Hey, Bruce, what are those planes doing? Are they ours?
Yes. Mitchell's, half a dozen of them. What are they doing? Laying gas?
Oh, no, I get it. They're spraying DDT. Keep the walks down so that the Japs will think we're giving them gas. Gas, let's get out of this valley. I don't like the look of those oil tanks up there on that rise.
Oh, relax, man. There are fellas patrolling across there, though. Just through that rubble. What a mess. Crumbled bricks, twisted steel, splintered palm trees, dead Japs, burnt out tunnels.
Bruce, let's get this jeep turned round. I don't like that shelling onto that tank bomb up there.
Oh, okay, if you're worried, let's go. But it looks to me as though you're worrying over nothing. That lot of tanks has had the chop. Wouldn't even make scrap metal. Get going, Ray. There's a tank gone up. The burning petrol's pouring into the valley. Come on, give it a look.
How's he coming?
He's pouring down that other slope. Just a wall of flames. Hell, the heat's catching up on him. Can't you go any faster?
He's flat to the boards. None of those fellas go we saw on patrol.
Well, they've run for their life up the other slopes, throwing themselves down into the shell hole. Come on, keep her going. The stuff's spreading right out across the valley.
No more Bowser for me if I get out of this. Are we beating it?
Yeah, but the whole valley's alight now. Looks like looking into a baker's oven.
The Japs fired that tank, I'll bet on that. Now hold tight, Bruce. I'm going to swing round into this ditch. This heat's too much. Come on, over here and get down behind this bank. All the hair scorched on my arms.
Close, mate. You got any more hunches what's going to happen?
No, not at the moment. But I've got a feeling there's something more coming up. I'll let you know as soon as I get the feeling clearer.
That petrol fire's burning out. Reckon we'd better call up headquarters and see what's next they've got for us. Manga Airfield, eh? Second biggest in Borneo. The Japs will put up a battle for that. No more than for Balik, though, I suppose. Balik sure looked a wreck, didn't it, Ray? Powerhouse in rubble, factories burnt and smashed, telephone poles like cooked spaghetti, cars, trains like burnt-out sieves, ships sunk by the dozens all along the waterfront.
It'll be a long time before any petrol comes out of Balik. Hey, get an eyeful of the landing beach now.
How's that for a landing operation? Look across there, eh? They've even got a floating dock in.
Yeah, that's the one they towed with our convoy. Well, the boys haven't wasted any time getting stuff ashore here.
You can say that again. Never seen so much gear since we left the Middle East. Trucks, bulldozers, alligators, graders, six-wheelers, jeeps. There's everything there. And have a gander at that ordnance dump. They've been working last night, all right.
Just as well we've got air superiority. That stuff would make a tasty old target. How far along Vasey Highway is this airfield?
Oh, 6 miles, the way I read this map. By the look of the surface and the way the engineers have fanned out looking for mines, I'd say it's going to seem more up, more like 60 miles.
There's a bridge ahead that's out too. Chaps have made a real job of a good bitumen road, haven't they? It must have been a nice road in peacetime. Riding along the seafront, palms, sea breeze, lovely girls in sarong.
Wait till I strum the guitar. You and your lovely drive.
mud-caked engineers, trees peeled like bananas, road torn up and landmines and booby traps every few yards. After this lot, even your Parramatta Road will look pretty. Another small blockage. How many is this?
This makes the third roadblock and the fourth bridge destroyed. Sit back and give us a smoke, will you? We just wait for the Navy to come along with those boats of theirs to blow the roadblock out. Ah, here it comes. Certainly is service from the Navy. Yeah, there goes the naval bombardment officer up that tree like a monkey.
Smart bit of liaison, that, you know. Navy bloke with the army. Just calls up his ship with his wireless. There you are. Sweet as a mother's kiss. They've got a mighty kick, those naval guns. Makes these gunners of the 2nd 5th get real annoyed. Makes their 25-pounders look like pea shooters.
What's wrong with the 2nd 5th? Did a mighty job in the desert and in the islands. I'm tipping they'll be needed here before we're finished, too.
Oh, another hunch coming up, eh?
All change here for Mangere Airfield. Looks as though this is as far as we go, Bruce. We've crossed the Mangabisa River, and there's the strip. And there's the Jap guns well dug in up the other end, too. And
there goes the naval bombardment officer. He's going up that control tower. Gee, she'll be all in 100 feet and as rickety as you'd expect a Jap tower to be. Bamboo and jungle vine. Ooh, look at it swaying. Oh, I can't watch him. Is he up yet?
Yeah. He's like a monkey on the stick. Got his microphone with him, and there go the 2nd 5 guns, too. He'll be on for young and old any time now.
We'll never shift the Jets up there, Bruce. Old ray of sunshine. Of course we'll shift them. They held us up a couple of days. But have a look at what's coming up from the road behind us.
Tanks. Three Matildas. Quack, yeah. Get on curry, boys.
They'll dig the Jets out.
Wish I was sure of that. The Japs are well dug in up there. And those mighty powerful guns they're firing. They'd be 6 or even 8 naval guns, I'd say. And what they've got to protect them, I don't know. But our 25-pounders haven't been able to quieten them, nor have our naval guns.
Well, there go the tank boys. They'll do the job.
I hope you're right.
3 Matildas? Course they will.
Ah! He's hit! And the other tank's hit. The 2 of them are burning.
Hell, but the 3rd one's still going in. Oh, no, no. He's popped it too.
Oh, 2 of them burning right up. The 3rd one looks as though he's too badly damaged to get back.
We'll get to him after dark.
Not much we can do for him, Bruce. We'll need heavy recovery equipment.
Yes, you're right. 3 tanks. Hell. It's getting dark anyway. That's one good thing. They got the 3rd tank back just before midnight in pretty bad shape. The recovery boys are cannibalizing it now. They reckon it's an 8-inch gun the Japs have got there. And they've seen that it's in a tunnel in that hill back of the strip. And the Japs have got a steel door in front.
Yeah?
They fire the gun, then close the door, and our shells can't get at it. But our hearty blokes are having a crack at it. They're wheeling a 25-pounder up to within 1/2 mile of the Japs' tunnel. And they're going to sit there until dawn. They'll sit there in front of the tunnel, and as soon as the steel door opens, they'll belt the shells into the gun and its crew. Now, how's that for guts?
Well, they won't want to miss, that's all. They won't want to miss.
Oh, why don't you stop painting the clouds with sunshine? Our blokes won't miss. Wake up, Ray. It's getting light. You don't want to miss the show.
Show?
What show? I was dreaming I was back in Parramatta, telling everybody petrol was off the ration. I was a bigger hero than I'll ever be in this army.
The 25-pounder boys. They're just waiting for the dawn to see that Jap gun.
Oh.
See? Look, it's getting lighter. There they are, see them? Up there behind those bushes.
I see something. Oh, yeah, I see them now. It'll be light enough any minute.
That's the Jap firing his first shell for the day. He'll have that steel door open. They fired! And they've sent a round right into the tunnel. Oh, boy! You can say that shooting veered on into the tunnel. They must have hit the gun and the Jap gun crew. There go the infantry boys. The 2nd 14th Battalion. In they go with a bayonet. That's one Nippon naval gun they can mark off as badly bent and not further required.
And thus was broken the most stubborn of the enemy positions guarding the airfield. The main defense line at Ballypappin was broken. And from that time on, the enemy retreated, stumbling back behind a desperate rearguard before the Australian soldiers who had impressively proved his masters.
Correspondent, recorded by Robert Peach Productions, is presented for your entertainment by the Australian Army's Directorate of Public Relations.